Wednesday, February 18th, 2026. The Former Things by Carol Harbrecht Rice. Pennsylvania, USA. Read Isaiah 43, 18 through 21. The Lord says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I once went to an orchestra concert where the program included a German requiem by Johannes Brahms. The baritone solo at the beginning of the third movement was sung by a Grammy Award-winning opera singer who had been singing professionally for 26 years. The soloist made his entrance at the right time, but on the wrong note. The conductor calmly signaled a stop, then restarted the movement from the beginning. The second time, the soloist's entrance was correct, and the musician successfully completed that segment of the requiem. In the scripture above, God admonished the Israelites who were captive in Babylon to forget the past, because God was going to do a new thing. When we make mistakes, God gives us the opportunity for a fresh start, just as it happened in the concert. The season of Lent is a good time to surrender our former things to God. They might consist of a wrong action which hurt another person, a relationship that has deteriorated, a bad habit, or a failure to act faithfully when the opportunity came to do good. We need only to look to God for help in releasing that which dwells in our past, then moving on to a new and better future. Gracious God, aid us in discerning what we need to release. Lead us to follow you in making all things new. Amen.